校际帆船赛。校际帆船赛是世界上最有名的赛艇赛事之一。原本在其他几个地点举行的校际比赛，于1895年来到波基普西。得益于这座大桥的帮助，校际帆船赛在波基普西地区一直持续了50年之久。除了在西面有一个便捷的铁路连接之外，这座大桥也提供了一个向观看比赛的沿河聚集的人群宣布比赛结果的绝佳位置。响亮的烟雾弹的数量等同于赢得比赛的船只的到位数。比如，如果在三到位的船只赢得了比赛，就会放三颗响亮的烟雾弹转告观众。同时还有记者驻扎在桥上转播比赛，他们将发生的事情早年通过电话和电报，后来通过无线电报传播出去。1950年，帆船比赛离开了波基普西地区，转移到了其他地方。
The following is a dramatic reading of the New York Times account of the 1907 Intercollegiate Regatta race.
The teams are lined up, and the race begins. Columbia starts right away in the lead at the sound of the gun. With every pull, the shell moves ahead of Cornell.Cornell leads Pennsylvania as much with the Navy as far behind the Quakers. The boats stay in the same position for the entire first mile. Georgetown is the first to drop out of the real contest. Now Wisconsin begins to lag behind. Syracuse is about out of the running. The other four are so closely lapped they seem to be tied together. Approaching the 2 mile mark, Cornell begins to come. Slowly the bow creeps up, nearing Columbia's, so only half of its prow shows in advance.As the crews approach the 2.5 mile mark, Cornell shows ahead. The crews are now approaching the Poughkeepsie Bridge, the 3 mile mark, and Columbia, after allowing Cornell to gain a quarter length, begins her contest. Under the bridge, Columbia pulls up within an eighth of a length of the Ithacans. She's coming strong and in perfect form. At the 3.25 mile point, Columbia is actually even and with Cornell, and now the crews seesaw for the lead.At 3.5 miles, it seems Columbia is sure to win. Her advantage continues to grow. But wait! In the last stretch of the race, Cornell begins a wonderful spurt. They both cross the finish line, and it's too close to call. We have to wait for the official results to come over the wire. Here are the results! Cornell wins! A shout echoes through the crowd.